get it. What's Gary up to? I have no idea.
The whole point of air conditioning is to keep you cool, so...
A little Christmas music.
Christmas in July.
Is that okay with you,
Derek? I thought it was a radio commercial. That's why I didn't even turn my mic on. we're not back yet. Hang
somebody misplaced a spot. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where this hour the topic is air conditioning. We've brought in the experts from Isley's Home Service, one of the Rosie certified indoor air quality and air conditioning experts, Derek Ball, the operations manager, as well as Kevin Cole, the senior technician, answering your questions about home air conditioning. We have Mary from Scottsdale, who got her question asked just before bottom of the hour break, 3,900 square foot home. Trying to sort through everyone's opinions on filters. Which one of you guys want to take that first?
I'll go ahead and take it.
Derek?
So, Mary, to answer your question from beforehand, you know, without seeing your house, it's really hard to answer that accurately. But there is, you know, for the size of your air conditioner, really depends upon what size of filter you should have inside of your home. And running high-end filters or more of the cheaper filters really depends upon the size of returner that you have. So if you're running like a MERV 4 filter, which would be a more standard filter, you should have about 200 square inches per ton. And with 3,900 square feet, you're probably going to have like a 4-ton and a 5-ton or 2 5-tons on your house. And if you only have 30 by 20 returners, you may have an issue running those higher-end filters because they're going to be very air restrictive and they can cause more problems to the machine and actually work against you. So running the lower-end filters would be a good thing. And whenever it comes time to replace your unit or you have service done again, you may want to ask questions like adding returner to the home, maybe to hot spots, so you can put in those nicer filters if you're looking for better air quality. Or you can go in with ozone bulbs, so like an Air Scrubber Plus, which would help purify the air as well.
Why, and you're too young, so you're not to blame, why in my generation, when we were putting air conditioning in the 60s and 70s and 80s, why did we choke every unit with too small a return air, and why did we oversize all of our equipment?
Oh, because we didn't have insulation.
Oh, is that why? Yeah, and power was only 2 cents a kilowatt exactly. Back then, right? But now it's really become a science, and I tell people, look, if your unit is over 15 years old, chances are when you get an estimate for replacement, you ought to seriously consider downsizing your equipment, going with the high-efficiency variable-speed compressor, and making your return air larger. Is there such a thing as having too much return?
I don't think there's such a thing as having too much return air. You know, like we said before, about 200 square inches per ton would be a minimum. For a lot of these new homes you go into, you actually see a return air almost in every bedroom. You're pulling heat out of that space. You're making it more consistent. And it's really going to give you more comfort and keep those temperatures consistent throughout your home and give you cleaner air within the home.
If the return's properly sized, generally speaking, we tell people a 1-inch paper pleated filter for about $6 or $7, changed every 30 days, is great filter protocol.
That's totally fine.
You're okay with that?
I'm totally fine with that.
If the return air is too small and you go a 1-inch paper pleated filter, you're starving your unit for air.
Correct.
And you've got to go to the cheap spun fiberglass units that you can buy in bulk for under $1 a piece, but you can also throw a hairball through the size of a cat.
Right, maybe a bowling ball.
A bowling ball.
Yeah.
So let's bring Mary back into the conversation after she's heard us talk through these different filter options. Compare that with what she's been told and see if we helped her diagnose it at all. Mary?
Hey, Rosie, we have 5 returns.
That's good.
We have 5 returns and 2 ceiling returns. 5 places we change out the air conditioning units. We change about every month. We change out 5 filters, and they're 20 by 30 by 1.
Perfect. So you should be totally fine on square inches, and you can put in those nicer filters, you know, and really depends upon air leakage and everything within the home. If you haven't had your duct sealed or an energy audit done on your home, you can run into where – go ahead, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Excuse me. We did have an energy audit done in our home.
Perfect. So, you know, you should be fine running, you know, higher MERV filters that you see at Costco or anything like that. And if you really wanted to get into purifying, they are the best. Getting, you know, an ozone bulb like a Air Scrubber Plus or something on those lines, or even going with the Trane Clean Air Effects within your home, which can be installed at the unit, would give you even more pure air within the home, which are options that, you know, we can come out and give you, or you can have your contractor look at.
I think the way Mary's set up with that much return air, the 1-inch she's familiar with, I think the 1-inch paper pleated filter replaced once a month, and she's going to be spending between $4 and $6 a piece for those, right?
Correct.
No reason to go to the $20 filters if she's replacing them monthly.
Yeah, there really isn't any reason unless you have some allergens or anything like that that you're trying to really get out of the air, because those higher MERV filters will filter out more dust and pollen from the air for you.
Does that help, Mary?
Oh, hey, that was excellent. So you're saying the ones from Costco would be fine to use?
If you're not in a hyperallergenic situation that you're trying to create clean room environments, those are going to be just fine.
Correct.
Especially given the fact that you've done the whole house energy audit and you've done the duct sealing and all of that. Mary, the way you're set up with the duct sealed and you replacing the filters, 1-inch paper pleated filters, every single month, you don't have to do a duct cleaning or a air conditioning A-coil cleaning or cabinet cleaning, but about once every 10 to 12 or 13 years. I mean, once you've got it cleaned and it's sealed and you're using the paper pleated filters, it stays clean.
Yep, and as long as you keep changing those every month, Mary, you're going to have great success for keeping your system clean and keeping your system well-maintained.
There you go. Education on indoor air quality from the folks at Isley's Home Services as it relates to air filters. Shall we get out to Litchfield and welcome Darlene into the conversation? Darlene has a question about an actual proposal she's looking at for work at her home. Good morning, Darlene.
It's actually something that's already been accomplished. Last Monday, prior to the dust storm that everybody got, we got it later than everyone else, I had excess water coming from my condensation tube going outside. And as I was near the little receptacle that I put the filters in, there is a square of nothing on the concrete. It's just a receptacle, and the air comes in through there to the filter into the home. I heard a drip, so I took the filter out and looked, and there was about a quarter inch of water standing on the bare concrete. So I didn't know what to do, and it was running inside the air conditioner unit, the base of the heat pump. The pan was full and dripping as well. So I called a company, and they were able to come in the next hour and a half or so. And he showed me that the coils were frosted. And then there's these two units that stand up almost perpendicular, almost look like a teepee inside, after he took the panel off, of course, that were just filled with dust. Now, I have changed this filter. I use the cheap green ones. I was told to do that years ago, and I change them every fourth of the month, the first of the month. Anyway, so it was full on the 4th of July. I checked it and removed it. It was full. I've never had one that full before. So I put in a clean one and on the 4th, and so this was the 9th, I believe, last Monday, and the filter was clean, but all of it was inside the unit. So he cleaned it all and said I needed a new capacitor, which he put on the unit outside. The unit is 9 years old.
Okay, so what's your question, Darlene?
I'm wondering if the capacitor was something that was needed. And if this is a normal thing, that because of the condensation, because of the moisture in the air, was that why it was so filled with water in the pan and leaking out?
All right, Kevin?
Yeah.
the capacitor, they're going to go by heat. They're kind of like a battery. They're just not going to last that long here in our climate, and they tend to go when it gets hot. As far as the dirt, the green filter is not going to catch any dirt. It's just going to go right through on that coil.
And the coil iced up situation.
Because of the dirt on that coil. Those filters weren't doing you any good, even though you change them. Most of that dirt would go through the filter. And it's going to reduce its life. But that needs to be addressed. Someone like us, we could come out and we can evaluate that and see if there's any options for you.
So we don't like the fact she was using the little cheap spun fiberglass filters. Those are least desirable, last resort. You only go to those if your return air is so small that your unit is starving for air, and then you're just going to live with the fact that your indoor air quality is never going to be as good as it could be, and you're also going to live with the fact, Darlene, that the dirt and all the particulates in the air are going to get to that little unit you were comparing that looks like a teepee. We call that the A coil. It's shaped like an A, right? And that's the little radiator that the air has to pass over, because that's what we're making cold. So every piece of air that passes over that, every piece of little dust that hits that moisture gets stuck to it. And then it starts turning to a lint mud ball that's covering your condensers, that it won't release the cold, so it can't trap the heat. And that's why you're getting the heavy condensate. You ought to be – I hope when they were there, they blew the condensate lines out, because sometimes with that kind of dirt compaction, you can start plugging condensate lines.
And, Darlene, to answer your question, even with the icing up of the A-coil, like Romy was talking about, so the reason why it iced up is because it was dirty. It had a restriction. So basically it did freeze up, and then whenever he got there, he probably turned the fan on, he de-thawed the machine, and you had a lot more condensation whenever that happened. Did he clean your indoor coil for you?
He cleaned the coils, and he cleaned the teepee thing.
Perfect.
Okay. He used every rag that I had in the house, and I had a bucket. I'm an 85-year-old widow, and I have to take care of this stuff myself. But I had a lot of rags, and he kept asking for more, and I already had the pail that I was catching the dripping from that was coming from the unit.
Well, hopefully you watered your plants. And Darlene, it sounds like you did a good job, Darlene, and that the technician that came out did a really good job for you as well, cleaning that coil, flushing the line, and replacing that capacitor is a preventative thing, and that probably saved you from a future breakdown. So it sounds like they did you a great service doing what that individual did when he came out to your home.
Now, my question
is music to my ears. Excuse me, Russ.
Now, Darlene, my question is, what filter, when he finished cleaning this and left, what filter was he saying for you to use?
He said this one was not sufficient, and
yeah,
I should get some. He told me where to go, and I can't remember. Tom McDowell someplace.
All right.
So I thank you, all three of you, so very much. I was afraid I was getting, having an extra expense with that capacitor that I didn't know. I don't know anything about
that's
him,
right
so.
Well, that
and he was very, very efficient and very kind and neat and everything. I'd recommend him to anybody.
Well, Miss Darlene, that's exactly why we're here at Rosie on the House, is to protect people like you. An unknown factoid is that Rosie Romero is the number one radio personality in Arizona for single women over 75. And I remind Jennifer of that every single day.
It was funny 20 years ago. Now you're kind of looking at the...
Yeah, getting a little closer, babe.